With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Primetime with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to our show, Sports Radio, COVID cast number 57 here on The Fan. Wow, started March 11th, and here it is, almost June, bruh. Almost June, bro.
Sorry, I was cramping there for a second.
You okay?
Nah, I got cramps happening.
You need Mike to rub it out?
Yeah, I got my menstrual cramps going on. Oh. Yikes. All right, feeling better
well,
now.
Well, was it a calf?
Nah, it was an arm. I had some arm cramps going on.
And it stopped you from talking?
It was kind of one of those, like, just...
It just, like, punched you?
Yeah. Ah. Kind of like, I'm all right now.
Good. I was worried.
We're okay.
Coming up here, new ways to show sportsmanship. We were talking about the handshake.
Yeah. That's over, right?
No.
It's dead and gone?
It's coming back. I've had two handshakes this week. I was not the one to extend the hand. Two people extended their hand to me, and I shook it. I dove right in. But I feel like it's becoming a gesture of, hey, this whole thing's overblown, right? Wink, shake my hand.
Wink, wink, nod, nod.
But I'm not sure. Nobody could really corroborate that. What if we brought back the bow?
Well, that's the Japanese way.
Yeah, what if we brought that? Well, yeah, right, brought back. It's a thing.
We just
don't have it here.
We adopt it over. Well, that's what they said. Like, Japan really didn't do a whole lot of mitigation here, but they're over it. And one of the reasons that people are saying, because it's such a small, you know, place and it's all condensed, but they say that the Japanese practice impeccable hygiene. They're very mm-hmm. clean. Mm-hmm. They wear masks already when they're in mass transit, and they don't shake hands. They respect personal space. They're, you know, it's bowing, and so they said that, you know, may have contributed to them not having a huge outbreak. So let's take a page from our Japanese brothers and sisters and just work on a very respectful bow.
And isn't the bow kind of cool?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, did you see Real Sports, HBO Real Sports, the new one? Did you watch that yet?
No, I haven't, because that's the one that's dealing directly with this, right? The effect of corona on sports.
Yeah, they had Bryant Gumbel? Bryant Gumbel from his house. And
Nice house?
Well, all you can see, he's just in front of like a table.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looks, I mean, yeah,
I assume Bryant Gumbel.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
He's a baller.
Well, he seems like a real fancy lad, too. He's very well-dressed and put together. Yeah. I expect his house to be...
Who do you think has a nicer house, Bryant Gumbel or Bob Costas? Because I saw Costas' house. He did a bit on CNN, and I saw him.
Well, I'm going to say that Costas has more money, but I think Bryant Gumbel's is nicer. I think Costas has a lot of sporty stuff up. I bet you, like, Gumbel's is just to the nines. Like,
Bob Costas is worth $45
million, yeah,
according to Celebrity Net Worth.
Good for Bob Costas.
All right. He's had a nice career.
I'm going to say Gumbel's 15.
Okay.
He's not. I don't think he's
25.
25.
Yeah.
But I'll still say, if you're going nicer home,
think Gumbel has a nicer home?
That guy. Have you seen the way do you watch HBO Real Sports?
Uh-huh.
Dude, that guy dresses amazing.
Yeah. That could just be a stylist.
He's always dialed in, fashion forward. That house is kick ass.
Well, Costas's kitchen looked like his wife runs a tight ship. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, yeah.
Like there was nothing out. Everything was perfect. It almost looked brand new.
I'm Googling Bob Costas house and seeing it, and then I'm seeing if I can get some aerial views.
I don't even know where he lives. Where does Bob Costas live? Does he live in St. Louis?
He lives in Newport Beach.
Well, in California?
And these guys, I'm sure, have multiple homes. But the one that pops up is he's got a $4.7 million home in Newport Beach.
Ah, all right.
I don't know if that's his only residence. Now he's got one on the East Coast here, like in the Hamptons.
Of course he does.
Yeah, it's
when you're worth 45 mil.
Yeah, it's nice. It's
the Hamptons.
Yeah. Yeah, it's about what you'd expect.
He doesn't strike me as a Hamptons type guy though.
And you're right. I'm looking here at his kitchen.
Yeah, you see what I mean?
Very, very dialed in. Nice appliances.
I wonder why he did his bit from there. Because I want to see Bob Costas' sports room, because you know he has one.
Sure.
I want to see that.
Yeah, a lot of cool baseball memorabilia. I'm here to tell you that the Costas home is nothing to sneeze at. Now let's go look at Brian Gumbel's house. All right, continue with...
What were we talking about?
You were saying...
What was I saying?
Did you watch the new HBO Handshakes and Sports and the Bow?
Yeah, so they did a bit on the South Korean Baseball League, and Dan Straley is over there at American Pitching, so they interview him, and he does the bow to the home plate right before he takes the mound.
Okay.
And it's awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start bowing and seeing if people can pick that up.
The bow is legit, except, you know, there's going to be a bunch of people in our country that are like, well, we fought a world war so that I don't have to bow.
Yeah.
Yeah, Americans aren't bowing. We'll get some of that.
It'll probably be some of that.
Oh, for Pete's sakes. People freaking out about the damn mask. I hope we get to the point where we can shake hands again without being considered like a war criminal. I mean... I get now we're not shaking.
Do you think I'm a war criminal? I've shaken two hands this week.
Well, a little bit. You know, you're a horrible human being.
She's put me behind bars.
I just don't like the, we can never go, it'll never be the same. Yeah, it will. If we all just calm down, hopefully we come up with a cure or a vaccine or an effective treatment for it. But, I mean, God, this idea that it'll never go back to the way it was before, stop that.
Calm down.
That's just fear-mongering.
All right.
By the way, Gumbel.
Where does he live?
He lives in Jupiter, Florida.
Ah, see, I would have said New York.
Again, I'm sure there's multiple homes, but when you Google the residence, the one that pops up is Jupiter, Florida. And I'm here to tell you that from the outside, Costas wins.
Okay.
I mean, Gumbel's is really nice right there on the beach, but Costas' home.
So you can just Google anyone's house and it pops up. Do you think they're comfortable with that?
Well, you can do that for anybody. I mean, look.
I know, but who cares about you? I'm talking about Gumbel and Costas. You think they're comfortable with that?
I think it kind of comes with the territory.
Can't be comfortable.
I don't know if you're comfortable with it or not, but welcome to celebrity life. You're worth $25 million. You know, boohoo. You can deal with someone Googling your home.
Get a safe.
Exactly. Get a wall safe. Get a security guard, and you know, at least you're not like the female celebrities. That's the one, because like people show up at their homes. Who was it?
Creepers.
Sandy Bullock, right? She was like getting out of the shower.
Really?
Yeah. And walked down. She was in a towel and some dude was standing in the bedroom or standing like in her bedroom doorway. Like that.
Weird.
Yeah. Like I know Taylor Swift has dealt with this. I just like that's the people I feel bad for. Like creep, you know, females. We got creepos.
Tell you what, that's Sandra Bullock. I haven't seen her in a while.
I think she's just kind of raising the kids.
Yeah.
She did that the Netflix movie with the birdies and the blindfolds and
that's right.
What the hell was that thing?
I never watched that.
It's pretty good.
Was it?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if it was like this groundbreaking thing or whatever, but it was solid. That's the last thing I remember old Sandy Bullock in.
Okay. So she's single now, or because I know that what's his nuts.
Yeah, she was with the Jesse James guy and
she cheated. He cheated.
He cheated. So as far as I know,
she's available.
I think she is.
Maybe I'll text her.
Is available
for you. I mean,
hey,
she has two kids.
Hey, Sandy. Yeah, you know, I'm not into the kids. They're young kids too. You know,
love Sandra Bullock.
Past those days.
Big fan. All right. Well, any whoosies. The NBA is targeting July 31. So.
Yeah, and that's what we...
thought I'd report that.
NHL was, what, July 1? Training camps won't start until at least July 1, and they were saying end of July, beginning of August. This all goes hand in hand. Baseball, we don't know, right? Baseball's in this weird, you know, they've got a financial thing they got to figure out. But I think that it's pretty safe to assume you will not get team sports before the end of July, right? It's just, it's not going to happen. You'll see some of the individual stuff, but the NBA, NHL, none of that stuff is happening. Outside of training camps or maybe exhibition builds up, but August. And that, if all this comes back and we get football and then all the golf majors, I'm telling you, man, we are lining up for the nirvana of sports.
Love
everything
it.
All at once.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have to tune into our show.
Yes. Nothing. I don't even know what our grab ass is really going to suffer.
And I will make this vow.
Yeah.
Right meow.
You still in the news?
Well, in the news will remain. It's a staple. But I will corkscrew golf, even though it will probably be like number 12 on the list of things to talk about. Yeah. I'll get it in.
So like every day during the Hot 5 of 5, there's just going to be like an amendment.
Number 5 will be all golf.
No matter
every
what.
Day.
There could be the 5 enormous stories and you're like, nope.
Golf.
I'm combining 2 of them. 5 is golf.
All right. Yeah. So they're saying the NBA Board of Governors met today and they're not going to make any decisions, but they basically said, I think this is funny too. The headlines are so funny. Okay. So there are 30 teams, 30 GMs.
Yeah.
16 of the 30 GMs said they would like to jump straight to the playoffs.
Yeah.
14 said they would like maybe a play-in or there's some other alternatives. So the headline of that, one headline I saw read majority or no, it said most NBA GMs want to go straight to the playoffs. Well, that's not true at all.
No.
It seems rather split.
Well, here's
with the exception of one dude.
Can I take a guess here, right? How many voted to go right to the postseason?
16.
I'm guessing, I'm just going to take a stab in the dark here, that the top 8 seeds in the West and the East, those were the 16 that voted to go directly to the postseason. And then I'm guessing that the ones that wanted some sort of play-in, that consisted of the teams that were like 9 through 10. And then the teams that just wanted to be done, yeah, that's the Golden State Warriors. It's not hard to figure out that every GM voted for what would benefit their team.
No.
Yeah. You think the Blazers are like, you know what, you know, for the benefit of everyone, let's just go right to the playoffs and screw us. Man, it's just that survey is so dumb because it's just we already know where teams are going to vote. The
so
only
now-
question would be like the Suns or something, right? Or the Spurs. Maybe someone like that that's like right on, you know, the edge. And maybe they're just like, you know, we're not going anywhere. Just end the thing.
I always think it's interesting how they spin it for the headline, you know?
Yeah. Gotta have the clicks.
But you're right. Yeah, the question now is, if they don't go straight to the playoffs, what will it look like? And there were 3 proposals.
Yeah.
And we'll get to those next. Tell you which ones they liked. 414 on the fan.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, in the news is coming up next. You know the routine. The news never wants to scare you, right?
I think that's the exact opposite, my man.
Wait till you hear the story of Jennifer English.
If it bleeds, it leads.
Excuse me. Have you read her story? She's the woman down in Oregon City who's had COVID for like 2 months.
Yeah. She's still having
good
symptoms.
Good grief. Sandra Bullock or Neve Campbell?
I'm going to go Sandy Bullock, my man. Not that I have anything against Neve Campbell, but yeah. Sandra Bullock, and to be honest with you, I don't think it's that close.
All right. Thing for Neve when I was younger.
Well, she had that thing with Wild Things, but really Denise Richards carried that scene. And Neve Campbell
was just
kind of...
Well, look, I'm not talking about anything other than hotness.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm going... I assumed you weren't talking about like...
They're both very talented.
Yeah, I thought you were just going straight hotness.
Yeah.
And I'll take Sandra Bullock for the win.
Boy, Neve Campbell looks good now.
Does she?
Yeah.
She one of those that doing like a Benjamin Button thing? She's getting better?
Yeah, she kind of... Yeah, she looks distinguished and still super hot. And
I don't know what Nev's up to.
Probably living a pretty good life.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Like Bob Costas.
She's got like a new aggressive kind of computer haircut now. She's like doing one of those.
She's hot.
Yeah.
Who's she married to? Don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what. You are right. If you're taking, I'm assuming she's in her 40s now.
She is 46.
Okay, if you're asking me, the bigger question is Neve Campbell, 46, Neve Campbell, 26.
I'm going to go 46.
I'm going 46.
You know she's Canadian?
I did know she's Canadian.
You did know that?
I did. I got a buddy of mine that's Canadian. He will let me know at any given moment who, you know, he very much lets you know who's Canadian.
I did.
Yeah. Whoa.
I don't know necessarily why. Like, that's a source of pride for him, but...
The Canadians?
Yeah. He really likes to let you know, hey, you know, like if Ryan Reynolds gets brought up or whatever, hey, you know he's Canadian. Yeah, I got it.
You know where I'm going to take a stab at that one.
Okay.
Being from Kansas, it's like this inferiority complex type thing.
Oh, okay.
Where it's like, look, I'm from Kansas. Okay, I get it.
You know what you are.
Yeah, exactly. But whenever we've got something to tout, we make sure to tout it because it's like, hey, you know.
Okay.
Like Canada, I'm sure Canadians may feel inferior to the United States of America.
Understand.
You know, how that whole thing goes.
Yeah.
So maybe they just take a lot of pride. I mean, they're prideful.
Okay.
And so they want to let you know, hey, we have Neve Campbell.
Hey, Justin Bieber, Canadian. Oh, I don't know if that's necessarily one that you...
See, like we have Gail Sayers, you know?
Oh, so that's, yeah.
That's a big one.
You have some astronaut too, right?
Steve Hawley.
There you go.
From Salina.
You got it right there. Steve Hawley.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a big deal. We promoted. That was on a big sign as you drove by Salina on the interstate. Home of Salina, Kansas. Home of astronaut Steve Hawley. Were you like, what?
Being from Alaska, we had Mark Schlereth and Trajan Langdon. That's like, those were like our two. Because that's
that Trajan Langdon one, that's pretty weak.
Not a lot of athletes come out of Alaska, my man. It's we don't crank them out.
Stephen Allen Hawley is now 68, and I am pleased to report he's doing well. He married Sally Ride.
Really?
Uh-huh. They're divorced, but...
Oh.
You know, the whole astronaut thing.
Yes. I bet you...
I mean, astronauts do it with each other.
Wasn't the one... Was she an astronaut that drove across the country in a diaper? Wasn't she an astronaut? It was for an astronaut, but I think she was an astronaut too.
Sally Ride?
No.
Who are you talking about?
Sally Ride is an astronaut. Yes. We all know that.
Yes.
Right? So,
married to Steve Hawley.
Yes. That I didn't know.
But Sally Ride's dead. But.
Sally Ride, by the way, Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire.
Yeah.
She made that. Anywho, no, there was I think she was a female astronaut, and she went insane, and she was having an affair with another astronaut, and she drove from Texas to Florida to murder his wife and wore a diaper so that she didn't have to stop.
Come on.
You don't remember this?
No.
Yes.
Let's talk about this.
Yep.
Lisa Nowak.
Yeah.
That's her name.
Yeah, she went cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, slapped on a diaper. I'm assuming like an adult diaper, like a Depends thing. I don't think she had like some Pampers on. And she drove nonstop and couldn't be bothered to stop for a bathroom break. She just wet herself because she had to get to Florida to, like, I don't think she actually committed the murder, but I think her intent was to kill the wife of the astronaut that she was, you know, stupid.
Do you think the astronaut world is scandalous? You know, the inside world of...
I think it's very...
incestuous and scandalous and...
Sure. I believe that.
Kind of dorky. I mean, dorky at the same time.
Oh, I don't know about dorky. I just think there's a lot of bravado, right? I mean, that's, you got to be a swinging D to be an astronaut. I mean,
she was charged with attempted murder.
Yeah. So, and she was an astronaut, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was also a Navy flight officer.
Yeah. Well, I think that's, I mean, you don't just become an astronaut. You're in the military.
No,
you're
I was an astronaut at 12.
You're just like, you went to space camp once, and then you're like, hey, they gave you an honorary junior
G-man
badge.
Now I'm just a sports radio host.
Yeah.
But,
you start off as a pilot in the military, and then you work your way up to the whole space shuttle.
Well, I don't remember that story at all. I'm going to have to read up about that.
That's a good story.
Her mugshot is something.
But if you don't know, by the way, people ask, Sally Ride was the first woman.
Yeah.
She wasn't the first woman. There was a multiple Sally Ride. She was the first woman in space.
She married the great Steve Hawley from Salina, Kansas.
But then it didn't work out.
No, they got divorced. But Steve now lives in Ottawa.
I think anytime you're dealing with something highly competitive like that, you're like dealing with the top 1%, you know, you're going to, you know, everyone's in good shape and, you know. They're around each other a lot.
And they're astronauts. Like, sure. They have big egos. They're like doctors.
Yes.
The world needs me. I'm special.
Who else are you going to stoop? Like, you're not going to go with someone below you.
Yeah. Do you think they've ever done the no gravity doing it?
The no gravity pants dance?
Yeah, what do you think about that?
Well, someone's up in the International Space Station for that long. You're right. You know, you're getting it done up there.
Yeah.
I don't know how all that works. I don't know. It's, you know, it could be a, I'll go into great detail, but I think that could be quite difficult. There's no leverage.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'd like to get somebody on to talk about this.
How does that work out?
Okay.
Well, it's probably like when Mike had ghost sex. Same sort of thing, Mike.
How do you bang a ghost?
A lot of imagination. The power of the mind.
I was not expecting that answer.
I wasn't either. That threw me for a loop.
It did. Lot of imagination.
So the NBA says July 31. They will vote June 4th on the proposal.
Yes.
So some of the GMs want to go straight to the playoffs. Some of the GMs don't. What Adam Silver ultimately recommends, don't know. Here are the options. One, straight to the playoffs. That's one.
And there's only 16 teams that are going to vote for that because it'll be the 16 teams that want to be in the postseason.
They have a World Cup style format here.
Yeah, pool play.
Where they would take the top 20 teams, and the Blazers would be included in that, and break them into four groups of five and do pool play. That's interesting.
Yeah, just a little different spin on this whole thing. And remember, too, that they've got to find a way to get... I don't think you have to play the remaining games, but a lot of this is going to come down to regional TV networks. So everyone is hemorrhaging money right now. We can all, like, there's not a business unless you're Jeff Bezos that's doing great right now. And all these TV contracts, because the NBA isn't going to have any fans or very few fans when you come back. So you can't give back money to the local TV deal. So you have to find some games to put on there to satisfy your local TV partners. So whether that is exhibition games that don't count, whether that's this play-in style, this will all be dependent on making sure you have enough content for the regional sports networks. This is going to be a non-starter for any idea that doesn't fulfill those needs.
Yeah, so they're not going to jump straight to the playoffs.
Can't do it.
They're going to bring the momentum seems to be that they're going to bring 22 teams to Disney in Orlando, and that will include the Blazers. And it sounds like the Board of Governors says whatever Adam Silver puts forward, they're going to vote for and get to going here.
Because no one wants to keep pushing this thing back any further.
So they have to have a 3/4 majority of owners vote to approve a return to play plan. And they all, vast majority of them, expressed a desire to get it done, get going, and leave the details up to Silver. So there you go.
Well, boy, that's a lot of authority. For one, Adam Silver.
Well, they've made their point of views known.
Yeah.
And it's clear that they, while, yes, you're right, 16 of them want to jump straight to the playoffs.
It's not going
to
happen.
It won't. They need to ramp up. And then it's, I think, a play-in tournament with, like, the Blazers and Spurs and whoever, the Pelicans, Zion and everything. I think that would be kind of exciting.
Well, and I wonder,
way more exciting than them playing the last, whatever, 10 games.
Exactly. And then I wonder if, with, like, the regional networks, I wonder if you could take these games and give them to those regional networks and just say, hey, it's not your team, but something's gonna have to be worked out with the teams that, I don't know, like, let's Phoenix or something that doesn't get in there, where you offer this up for them as content that they can air, even if it's a national game, and you got to fulfill those, because again, no team is interested right now in writing back a couple $1 million check because you forfeited on your TV deal by not having enough games.
Right. All right. Would you like to get to In the News, JC Babes?
You know I would.
Me too. We will do that next. All the latest on COVID locally. But first, Mike with SportsCenter.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, 4:32. Friday. Nice day. Don't get too used to it. It's supposed to rain tomorrow. Supposed to rain like a lot tomorrow.
Yeah, we got thunderstorms coming, maybe.
They're saying the afternoon might get an inch.
I was going to say something there, but I'm not going to.
You were
going to
say that's what she said.
No.
I don't know why you wouldn't.
No.
I think he was going dirtier than that.
It was much worse than that. The first thing that popped in my head was just, I just apologize for the fact that that's where my mind went, and it was bad.
You're a heathen. You know that?
Yeah, I am. I admit it. Still morally superior to you, but still.
I don't think you are.
Yeah.
I think you try to pretend you are, but you're not.
You have no soul.
I have a big, 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 big soul. Biggest
just,
ever.
Just no huge.
No one's ever had a soul like
it's
this.
It's amazing. It's never been better.
All right. It is May 29, 2020. It is time for the news. I'm your noted newsman. It is National Heat Awareness Day.
What?
Fitting.
So we're just aware?
Are you aware of the heat?
We're just
got to be aware of the heat.
I don't get it. Why?
Well, you just got to pay attention. You know, it can sneak up on you. Heat stroke, you know?
Oh, okay.
Maybe a sunburn.
So I'm just aware that it's warm outside. Has anyone not been aware that it's warm? Has anyone ever gone outside and been like, what? What is this? I don't know how to handle this. It's hot.
I don't know how to answer that.
I'm flummoxed by National Heat Awareness Day.
Are you flummoxed by National Biscuit Day?
Nah,
because it's National Biscuit Day.
Biscuits are great. I don't eat a lot of biscuits.
I love biscuits too.
I try not to eat them because they're horrible for you. But when you do have one, man, they're delicious. Biscuits and gravy, forget about it.
Jennifer English is in Oregon City. She is.
She's had the Rona for a while.
One of our neighbors. She has had coronavirus, COVID-19.
Yeah.
For 55 days.
And she keeps, she's tested positive and negative for it multiple times.
By the way,
can't make up her mind.
This is COVIDcast 57.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in those terms. Ever since the NBA shut down,
yeah,
she has had it whole time.
That's amazing.
Well, that is not in counting weekends for
weekends,
us.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Look, she's had it for a long time. Either way, it's a long ass time to have it.
So she's now on the road to recovery, but boy.
Or so she says, wait until next week when it comes roaring back.
She's 46. She's a single mom. She runs a bar and a restaurant. She runs marathons. She rides motorcycles. She's a 14-year-old kid. I guess she was very active. She went down and she went down with a heap. She said that there were about 30 days straight, 30, where she was not sure if she was going to make it.
Yikes. So I'm assuming she was in ICU for much of that time.
She said she reached out to her doctor, but she couldn't get a test. And her symptoms got worse. Her fever got bad. She drove herself to the emergency room, but she didn't want to do that because she, you know, thought she would infect others. She didn't call an ambulance. She didn't want to infect other people. So she drove herself there, and they told her she was probably having a panic attack.
You just got some anxiety. Take a Xanax and call me in the morning.
That's what they told her in the ER too, but then she got her test results back and they said, hey, I guess you were positive.
Sorry.
Whoops.
Oops. Oopsie.
She said it was the worst feeling of her life.
At least you would know at that point. I don't know. Look, I don't have the coronavirus. I haven't had the coronavirus, I don't think. I will say that at least you would know, like, if you were sick for that long and they told you, hey, it's not real, at least when you test positive for it, at least then you know that you're not crazy or that you're not, you know, it's not like, hey, I'm having a panic attack. You're like, okay, at least this is what it is. And you know, maybe some measure of solace.
Have you ever been sick for 55 days?
No.
God.
Who has been sick for? I mean, if you're like, you a imagine? Cancer patient or something, but right. No, I haven't been sick for 55 days.
She says she's dealt with anxiety and depression for the first time in her life, but she has found a sense of hope online with people, community, the United States, and a thing called Survivor Corps.
I don't know what that is.
Group.
Like a support group sort of thing?
Support group.
Okay.
And they said they listened to her, but she said it was awful. Now, on the flip side, I have a... I have a run-in with COVID.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've yet to have one.
A childhood friend of mine who lives in Fort Collins, Colorado, mm-hmm. has it. Mm. And he said he's had hangovers worse.
Really?
Yeah. He got it from work. They tested, and so he knows he has it. But he's like, yeah.
Well, it's
he's like, meh.
It affects everyone differently. I saw that there was a study. They went and, this was 2-3 days ago I read this. they went and studied several outbreaks. And so, again, take it for what it's worth. It was a small sampling, but they went and looked over several outbreaks. Think about, like, at a, you know, the meat plant or whatever. And they found 80% of those people were asymptomatic. Like, there's just no, seemingly there's no rhyme or reason for who gets really sick. You know, why this state gets it worse.
Enlarged
than that.
Right ventricle.
Yeah, it's just, it's bizarre. But I mean, the asymptomatic, I get that some people get sicker than others, but you know, you've seen everything from 20 to 30% to, in this study, 80%. It's just, we don't have an idea of who gets it and why they get it and why it's so serious. I mean, we're still trying to figure all that crap out.
Now Portland is protesting the death of George Floyd. Of course, things that are going on in Minneapolis.
Yeah, and Los Angeles and Chicago and New York and, yeah.
We had a demonstration today. It was mostly peaceful, but there was one arrest downtown.
That's... I know we're not going to delve into this too much. We try not to get uber political. I can't believe what's happening. It is stunning to watch. And then some of the responses that are coming out of certain people's face or hands just absolutely blows my mind.
I think you're talking about POTUS.
I just can't believe that someone quoted one of the more racist political figures of our lifetime.
I think you're
really
definitely talking about POTUS.
Can't believe that.
And yeah, you know what? Even for that.
And that's what Mike said.
I said that I have become numb to all of this. When I saw that tweet yesterday, I was like, excuse me?
Stunned.
Stunned. When the looting starts, the shooting starts. Did what?
Yeah.
That's
our leader.
I can't. It just absolutely...
And then this morning, great tweet.
Yeah, I just...
China! Exclamation point.
I just don't even... I don't even know what to say at this point. It's just... It's stunningly sad.
I think Donald Glover, Childish Gambino, predicted this a couple years ago. This is America.
It is stunningly sad what this has dissolved into, and I just... My heart breaks for a lot of people. This is just, it's awful to see what's going on across our country.
Hot news in Washington, where Governor Jay Inslee said today that the state's controversial stay-home order will expire as planned on May 31.
Hey!
So you're out.
We're done?
Go start making out with everybody.
Wait, what happened to phase 1, 2, 3, and 4?
Well, there's new criteria that will allow more... That will allow more counties to move to the next phase in order to restart their economies. We have new effective ways to fight, says Jay Inslee, as we begin to open more businesses and enterprises in our state. We have new tools and we intend to use them. So he announced that counties will be allowed on a case-by-case basis to advance to the next phase. As part of the new plan, the governor said, as of June 8, workers will be required to wear face masks unless they work alone or don't have in-person contact with others. Said businesses could deny entrance to customers not wearing facial coverings, although he said that guideline has always been the case. One of the key elements of the new plan is allowing counties with fewer than 25 new confirmed cases per 100,000 residents over a 14-day time span. They can't apply to advance to the next phase. The new standard, which supplanted an earlier requirement of having less than 25 confirmed cases per 100,000 residents over a 14-day time span, should make it easier for larger counties to apply to move to the next phase.
Okay, but we're still
all that.
But we're still in the we're still in the phases.
Yeah, we're still in phase one. Oh yeah. The stay home order though has new guidelines, and there are four phases.
Okay, so
wait.
So follow the phases.
There's four phases.
Yes, follow the phases.
But there's already been phases.
Yeah, but follow the phases. Okay, that's what he wants you to do. Forget the stay home. You don't have to stay home. You just need to follow the phases.
But isn't that what we were doing already?
Yes, but no.
All right.
Okay.
So nothing has changed.
Well, but everything has changed.
The stay home order has been lifted.
Or will be lifted.
And that is different. Oh, well, I mean, May 31, yeah.
But Clark County is still in phase one.
Yes.
But you're not being told to stay at home.
Is correct.
But I still can't go anywhere because everything is still
not
closed.
Everything's closed.
That was in, well, stuff that's in phase one is still open, but that's been open because we're in phase one.
Does this
follow
affect, like, if you work in a business office, are they allowed to let you come back to work because you don't have to stay at home anymore?
Follow the phases.
I don't know. Can I get a beer yet?
Three words. Follow the phases.
Can I sit down and have a sandwich? No? Yeah,
you can.
I don't think I can.
Yes, you can.
I can't.
In Clark County?
No.
Maybe not. But,
I can't.
If you go out and golf at Langdon, you can sit down and have a beer and a sandwich after the round.
Okay.
Socially distanced, of course.
But starting Monday, Washington County opens up.
But I can in Multnomah County.
Well, not June yet. 12th, maybe.
Yeah, follow the phases.
They're applying June 5th.
Is that like
12th.
A situation like where there's something on the county line? You know, like they have the four states meet. I like be like 1 foot in and be like, aha, I can do this here. I'm like straddling the line. It's this whole thing.
That does remind me of one of the funnier scenes in the new Vacation, which was not a very funny movie.
No, it wasn't.
Is when they tried to make love on the four state corners and four cops showed up and they all laid on the ground pointing like at each other, like trying to figure out who was going to make the arrest.
Who's got the jurisdiction?
Yeah, whose jurisdiction is it?
And one other story here before we flip to break. That's what they call it now. It's the new term. The Oregon Health Authority released new modeling today showing a dramatically different coronavirus landscape than previously estimated, suggesting far more people already have been infected while simultaneously forecasting far fewer infections in the weeks ahead.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
So,
follow the phases.
A bunch of us have
it. Follow the phases.
But less of us will get it.
That's right.
So that's a good thing?
The new projections indicate Oregon's efforts to combat the virus have been extremely successful. The results suggest that the epidemic is slowing in Oregon, but it is very sensitive to changes in policies, practices, and public adherence to community mitigation strategies. In other words, follow the phases.
Oh, yes.
How many big words could they fit in that sentence?
The phases.
My God.
I must trifurcate.
So here's
my
the
phases.
Key.
Wait. I can't try. There's four phases.
Panacea.
Panacea. The
yes.
Phases.
Yes.
Quadrificate.
Bifurcate. Trifurcate.
Most tellingly, the model suggests the coronavirus is spreading at levels low enough that it can be contained going forward. That's the good news right
all
there.
Right.
That's the key.
Hey, right can there. I say that I understood that part?
Me too.
That nice. Part I got.
Follow the phases, bitch.
That's good news.
We can contain. We can.
Yeah, I was reading somewhere today that they're saying they think they can trace all the contact in 24 hours if you do have it.
Is that like, right?
They can turn it around because all the counties are hiring contact tracers.
Might I say that I have no idea how they got to that point that fast?
It's all
do
the
you
government.
Buy that?
And,
I mean,
and my freedoms are being attacked because now it's
what
they're,
I read.
They're
I mean,
tracking me, and now I'm going to have to wear a mask forever and something to do with the flag, and then there's my liberties, and screw the government.
Screw you.
Where does it end? Where do my freedoms?
Show me the bodies.
So they now think that 20,200 Oregonians have been infected, but only 4,000 have been identified.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, we knew more people have been affected than what the numbers are.
Yeah.
But doesn't it only matter at this point, like, who's going to the hospital and who's dying?
That's exactly right.
Haven't we reached that point?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Or do you think you're one of the 20,000, bruh?
I don't know. If I had it, I think I had it early. Because I had that weird thing with my tonsils. And there was a couple times I tested positive for strep, a couple times I didn't. And I was really sick there at the end of last year, at the beginning of this, multiple times. So if I had it, I had it. I was one of the groundbreakers. I had this thing early on. And no, I couldn't really figure out why I was sick, but I don't know. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't.
No idea.
And
honestly,
yes,
don't really even care.
Double bifurcate. That's what we must do.
Double bifurcate.
Not
yes.
bifurcate.
That's right.
Double bifurcate.
Trifurcate.
not double trifurcate, though. That's ridiculous.
Guys, move on.
Can't do that.
Sexfurcate. All right. What? Whoa.
All right.
I mean, wouldn't that technically be correct, right?
Or fornicate.
Six.
Mike, don't infringe upon my freedoms, huh? The Constitution, right? Amendments. Freedom.
Don't assume my gender.
Liberty.
Nice. Follow the phases.
And Mike's gender, which I will not assume. I apologize.
Okay, coming up next, now is the time to tip more than you normally do. 4:47 on the fan.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
On the protest front, I just want to rest here. Things are getting wild in Atlanta. Have you saw this?
No.
Right now, they're storming CNN.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah. As a matter of fact,
one of the CNN guys got arrested today.
That's right.
While live on the air.
Yeah, while live on the air.
Glass is getting broken outside the main entrance to CNN's Atlanta headquarters. Protesters are cheering. They appear to be trying to overrun the front desk.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Might
be pretty entertaining on CNN this afternoon.
The third precinct in Minneapolis, the cops had to abandon it last night, and it was a stunning footage of the cops, like, in mass exodus, all leaving. All the police cars left, and people were throwing rocks at it, and then they went and they got into the police station where the police had let off a bunch of tear gas before they left, and then, you know, so the people who didn't want to go in the building, then just lit it on fire. They literally burned down a police precinct last night. This is crazy. I mean, it's like after the apocalypse sort of stuff.
They're also apparently claiming that the cop, the pressure on the neck was not what killed him.
Who's claiming this?
Because they arrested him today.
Yeah.
And the coroner is saying that it was like he had pre-existing conditions, which is why he died.
Yeah, there was something they said that he was going into duress before they were, you know, kneeling on his neck. Look, this is bad.
This ain't gonna stop, guys.
There is so much anger and there is so much pent-up frustration. And, I mean, this is decades and hundreds of years of built-up frustration. You're seeing it all culminating right now, and it is ugly.
Restaurants are doing what they can to stay open during this time, especially in Multnomah County, which has not entered phase one of reopening.
Clark County as well.
Five Flavor Cafe, which is in Northwest Portland.
Never been.
They have not accepted cash or a card since March. You have to pay online, or you can pay through Venmo now, like PayPal and Venmo.
Okay.
All that. But that makes it harder for customers to tip, so they have added a 10% surcharge to make sure their employees are getting tipped. And that is the first business here locally to do something like that. But the owner says that customers are understand, like, they get it.
Sure.
They understand.
Yeah.
Because you can't really tip on Venmo.
Why haven't they been taking... I don't understand, though, why they haven't been able to take cash or cards.
Well,
or
dirty. The card thing, I don't know. I don't know.
Just don't want to deal in... Okay.
I don't know.
I didn't know. I've been to plenty of... I'm trying to do what I can within reason to try to support local businesses and, you know, to eat out. And you can't eat out every day. And, you know, it's... We're all trying to watch our pennies, but, you're trying to leave, you know, generous tips. But so I've been to plenty of places and I haven't had any of this experience. Every place I've been, it's either taken cash or card. I haven't had
a lot of places aren't taking cash.
I haven't run into this yet,
but people are tipping like crazy out there. At least I hope they are.
Yeah.
I know I try to tip extra.
Yeah.
Right about meow.
Except for the one bastard I saw a week ago who basically just complained until he got free appetizers and then tipped with a paper rose that he made out of a napkin, you jackass.
Ooh, Karen fight. Sweet.
What?
We got a couple Karens going at it.
Oh, out on the street?
No, this looks to be in some sort of home goods store.
Oh, okay.
Super cool. Man,
what do I Google?
Everybody's so on tilt.
Oh, I know, man.
It's on 3-year Letterman's Twitter feed.
Tensions running high, to say the least.
Ooh. Look at that.
3-year Letterman?
The ladies always grab the hair.
Well, yeah.
And then go for the punch. Like,
well, you bring them closer for hockey punches. Right? It gives you something to hold on to.
Or you're scratching.
Yeah, if you ever watch hockey fights, they try to get the jersey and then use that as leverage.
Right.
And you work so it's the same thing with the hair. Like, Rob, you gotta be careful with that beautiful mane you've got going on now. You're prime candidate to have someone grab that pony and start working
now,
some rights.
But isn't it a rule for guys that you don't do that?
Oh, I'm not a believer in
you're not
rules.
A believer in fight rules.
No.
Really?
No.
Well, you fight says dirty. The man with no hair.
Right.
Look.
He views that as a benefit to him in a fight that you have hair and he doesn't.
I always thought there were rules for fighting.
Well, I mean, Anchorman.
My rule is to not
Before
get my...
Before we start, hair. There's only one rule.
My rule is Don't to not get hair. My ass kicked. Now, to be fair... I've reformed my ways. I carried a lot of anger back in the day, and was not a stranger to the occasional bar fight or party fight or whatever. And my thought was, it was just better to win the fight than to have some sort of, hey, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You can complain, Like, I got the worst I ever got my ass kicked was when I got hit with the beer bottle. I didn't see it coming. Someone cheap shotted me with a beer bottle and they whooped my ass. And I can say that that's cheap and dirty, and it was. Didn't change the fact that I got my ass kicked. So, you know, hey, it is what it is. If you're going to get ready to throw hands, you better be prepared for someone to grab your hair and start swinging.
By the way, the White House is now on lockdown.
Really?
Yep. They locked it down as the protests have reached.
Are they coming that way?
Yes, they are out there.
Well, I certainly hope that the protesters don't try to... Boy, that's not going to end well. I hope they're smart enough to know that's not going to be the third precinct in Minneapolis and it's not going to be a target. Don't try to storm the White House. That is going to end horrifically.
Yeah, there's protests out there all the time. Like, if you've ever been to the White House, doesn't matter who's present. There's always somebody out there. But, yeah, this one they say is different. They rarely lock it down.
Yeah.
But they've locked it down, and they're looking for threats such as packages or bags left nearby.
Yeah, this is all just bad. And you're right, this Karen fight.
Yeah, how about that?
Did the one lady...
The smaller gal of the two, and they're both large, but the smaller gal wins.
Did she soil herself, or did she sit in something?
I don't know.
I think she...
I wasn't looking there.
Yeah, the blonde, I think she wet herself. Mm. I mean, that's... Yeah, she peed herself.
All right.
Boy,
thanks for that nugget.
America!
F yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We got the hot sports news of the day coming up next in the Hot 5 at 5 on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.